yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
My greatest accomplishment is being able to stay running my own company for nearly 8 years and being able to live on my own terms by doing so. Freedom is a huge factor in motivating me for business and entrepreneurship. So that's why it holds a high position in my life, because I've achieved freedom to do what I want when I want. What drives me is just having a purpose and also achievement by hitting goals that I set for myself. Because when I set a goal and I hit it, that satisfaction permeates through everything in my life. So I don't feel satisfied or happy unless I achieve what I set out to do. So really it helps motivate me and make me happy at the same time. One of my most challenging situations that I've faced is when I moved to Austin, Texas. It was literally a week before the COVID lockdown. So I moved from Indiana, my home state, to Austin. I had no family or friends here, and then I was quarantined. And I also had my biggest account for my business was a fitness franchise, which that got closed up, and I lost that account as soon as I moved. So my main source of income was gone, and all my family and friends physically were gone because I was in a different location. How did I navigate through that? Really just focused on what I could control in my internal body and mind. I mean, just taking care of my mental health and my physical health, and just doing absolutely everything that I could to navigate out of that situation through execution of work. Because the only way that you can get out of it is act and to move, but you have to make sure you're in the right mindset and that you're healthy. And I learned that if you're internal focused, and you just work on yourself, anything that you do is going to have a better outcome. When I was first starting my company, after about a year or so, I moved to Florida, basically moved from Indiana to Florida to start a new life, if it were. With that, I was barely scraping by. You know, I didn't have a lot of cash flow coming from the business. And I was nickel and diming my way. And it just got so bad that I actually had to move back home to Indiana. You know, I couldn't make it on my own out there. With that, it affected me in a way that just motivated me more, because, you know, I made so many claims and took accountability that I was going to achieve this and live out here. And then I ended up not following through. So just that social pressure of everybody knowing that I failed made me even more driven. So when I got back to Indiana, I became even more driven and worked way harder. And eventually I was able to move out of there. And moved to Austin, Texas. It just took a little bit more time than I anticipated to move out. For stress management, it really comes down to your physical and mental health. I mean, just eating right and exercising makes it so much easier to deal with stress, so you can continue working. You're just acclimated to deal with stress by, you know, taking care of your body. And then also, the mental game, I mean, you got to have a lot of positive self-talk. That's the biggest thing, because when times get stressful, it's easy to beat yourself up. But if you change that feedback loop to a more positive one and reinforce that you can achieve what you're trying to do, then you're more likely to follow through with it and keep that focus. So taking care of your body, but then also feeding your mind positive thoughts that will make you confident and focused to achieve your goals. I've recently become more process oriented by basically laying out the different operations with the business. By doing so, it helps visualize how the business runs, but then it also makes it clear on the different areas that you can focus on to optimize the business to achieve your outcome. So really just being more focused on the operational side of things. To master yourself, I would say that you need to experiment a lot with different things to find what suits you best and what you excel at. So experimentation is huge, but then you also need self-reflection on, you know, how did this go and what could I improve, and taking that time to dissect what happened in those experiments, because those will give you signals of who you are and what you can achieve. So experiment as much as you can, but then also take the time to reflect on that and gather information about yourself, because once you have that information, you can take the best steps forward. One of my greatest strengths would be adaptability. I've just been in a lot of different environments and a lot of different situations through my career where I've had to think quickly and act quickly. So I'm very adaptable. With that adaptability, I used to not be as structured or as methodical with my approach. I would be more ad hoc about it. So that was a weakness when I first started off, is to just be kind of all over the place and not be methodical and strategic about my time and energy. And that's something I've had to work on through the years. My approach to maintaining a work-life balance, it really comes down to delegating and automating effectively. Because if you're an entrepreneur and you're literally doing everything and you're doing a lot of manual effort to grow and move your business, you're not going to achieve work-life balance. It's going to be impossible. But if you have the right systems in place and the right people in place, you can take that burden off your shoulders and share that with your team and systems, which will allow you to have more time for other things in your life. So my personal approach is delegating effectively and automating processes with the business. And it's evolved over time because I used to not do that. I used to do it all on my own and do more of a manual type of approach with activities. So one of my most significant risks was moving out of my hometown into a new city and living off of my business's revenue. That was one of the biggest risks. And it was a great outcome. I mean, I enjoy where I live now. There's much more opportunities for business and entrepreneurship. And what that experience taught me about risk taking is that you need contingency plans. Because when I did move out, COVID happened, and I made sure that I had a set nest egg set aside. So if anything happened to the cash flow of the business, I still had money in the bank to take care of me. So always having those contingency plans in place makes it so you're not taking crazy risk. You always will have to take risk, but you should have plans in place to reduce that risk. Oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah?